USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not going to be lame duck. Just watch me. Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The attorney general of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written, not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Top health officials in the United States are touting the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar and NIH veteran and coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci received the Moderna vaccine in a televised event.
What we're seeing now is the culmination of years of research which have led to a phenomenon that has truly been unprecedented.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is selecting Secretary of State Alex Padilla as the state's next U.S. senator.
Can you imagine what they mom would be thinking now as I ask you if you want to be the next U.S. senator of the United States, the great state of California?
The Democrat governor making the official ask over a video call with Padilla.
This is the ask, brother. You got to say yes, though, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A South Carolina man is filing a lawsuit claiming that his civil rights were violated when he was arrested at gunpoint while naked back in 2019. Attorneys for 71-year-old Jethro Devane filed a lawsuit against the city of Rock Hill on Monday seeking damages. During a press conference on Tuesday, attorney Justin Bamberg says Devane was mistreated when he was held at gunpoint naked.
Mr. Devane was treated less than human. He was pulled out of his house at 70 years old, completely naked, held at gunpoint, and wasn't even treated with any ounce of decency.
Bamberg played the body cam footage of the incident during the press conference and called it disgusting conduct. Army is going bowling after all.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.